In our studio today, we have from Kittagong ZB School, the Principal Gilbert Whiteduck and Vice Principal Jim Harris. And they'll be talking about the possible Sage Up courses that will be taking place. And can you tell me, how was the project initiated?
Originally, the whole system was looked at from grade kindergarten up to secondary five. And as administrators, we were looking at what were the needs of our students, specifically our graduate students. It was felt, by reflecting on some of the problems that students were facing in their first years of post-secondary, that a year was needed for some students to upgrade them, to prepare them better for their post-secondary program, both academically and to work on some skills that they may need when they move to the city. So this year, we introduced an optional grade 12 program. It was open to students who were missing a few credits in order to obtain their high school diploma. And it was also open to students who had their diploma but felt they weren't quite ready for post-secondary and for the transition to living in the city. The one thing that we felt was missing was the credits. There were no credits attached to this program. It was really just a preparation year for post-secondary. And then discussions began on what if we could offer the students credits and more specifically CEGEP level credits. I think this is how the idea for next year was initiated.
Who is it intended for?
Well, first of all, maybe I can explain that back in September of this year, with the approval of the Education Authority, we began discussions with the Heritage Campus, which is the CEGEP in Hull, which takes in the English-speaking students. And the discussion we had with them was regarding the setting up of what we termed at the time year one of CEGEP in Maniwaki, that this would allow our students who are graduating to pursue their studies in Maniwaki at the college level. But as our discussions continued with CEGEP, we concluded that we would not be able, or CEGEP would not be able to offer year one, and that really what we were looking at is a program that would allow them or prepare them in a much better way to go to CEGEP the following year. So through the course of the winter, we have been discussing with CEGEP the possibility of setting up what is now termed an access program for students who are graduating from KZU, want to stay one more year in the community. But also this program would be made available to adult students who want to take courses which are accredited by CEGEP and which may lead or may give them the opportunity to pursue their studies at the post-secondary level.
What type of programs will be available?
Well, the programs that will be made available, the ones that we're looking at now, are courses like psychology, sociology, initiation to college, a language course, anthropology, a French course. Now, there would be four courses offered each term. That means four courses in the fall and four courses in the winter. All of these courses would be given by professional staff, some of them coming from Heritage Campus in Hull, some of them hired locally here, but they have to be qualified staff. Plus, I must mention that the courses or the course requirements are similar to what the course requirements would be if you were attending school in Hull. So it's the program is not watered down. We have asked that the program not be watered down, so the expectations and the work will be basically the same.
And where will the staff come from?
Well, right now we're looking in the Heritage Campus or the CEGEP in Hull are looking at trying to get staff from their college, and we're also looking here within our school system to see if one or more of our staff members could be teaching the program.
The target population for these programs has been identified as three separate groups. Members of the community who have been out of school for a good while, and may I add that can be they can be of any age. These people will be treated as mature applicants. The next group would be young adults from the community who are no longer students but may wish to return to school. And finally, students who have graduated from KZ High, and as we've mentioned before, who could benefit from another year at home before continuing their studies elsewhere.
I think one thing needs to be remembered when we're speaking about the CEGEP level courses is that students or young adults or adults in general who might want to take the program will not be receiving any kind of student allowance to take these courses. The reason for this is that should a student be receiving allowances, it would mean that when they would go to college in Hull, they would not have enough time to finish their college year because of the new post-secondary guidelines. So no allowances of any kind will be paid to students or other adults who are taking this CEGEP program.
Will evening courses continue as well?
Yes. As you know, we're offering evening courses this year, CEGEP credit courses. This year we've offered French and computer. And those evening courses will continue under the auspices of CEGEP next year. So next year we should have two programs operating. The Access program, which will be a fairly full program, and as well as the evening courses. The evening courses could also be taken by students who are in the Access program.
And I think in closing, I would like to mention that on May 16th at 7 o'clock at the school gymnasium, there will be a meeting where the representatives from Hull CEGEP will be here to come and explain this program, explain how it works. So we're certainly inviting everyone to come who may be interested in this program, who may want to ask questions, to come, and these people, along with the education authority, will be present to try to answer anything or any concerns that people in general may have.
On behalf of Eleanor and myself, we thank you, Gilbert and Jim, for coming in today.
Thank you.